House District 35 is a picture straight from a Southeast postcard. It includes historic Sitka, picturesque Petersburg, and parts of wooded Prince of Wales Island. But the experience of some of these rural precincts on election day was a bit of a nightmare.
So what happened was, at the time that the polls closed, our machine would not take the Ender card.
Cassie Mackey is the city clerk in Craig on Prince of Wales Island. The Ender card she's describing is basically a piece of cardstock. Poll workers are supposed to feed the card into optical scanners to tally votes.
And that basically just tells the machine, we're done voting, you can tally the results. And that card that the state had provided us wouldn't run through the machine. So we tried multiple times for about an hour.
But an error message kept popping up. Craig poll workers weren't alone in their frustration. Both of Sitka's precincts and the communities of Kluwak, Cake, and Thorne Bay also ran into problems. As of Wednesday afternoon, 6 of 14 precincts in District 35 haven't been tallied by state election officials. Similar breakdowns occurred in Prince of Wales communities in District 36 and in Haines, which is in District 33. But unlike District 35, those errors weren't enough to leave the outcome of the entire race in doubt. So what happened? Lori Wilson is the state's Region 1 elections supervisor, and she has a theory. She's examined the Ender cards closely and found that the marks printed on some of the older cardstock are crooked. As a result, the cards couldn't be read by the optical scanners.
They weren't able to be read through the AccuVote units to end the election.
What a bust at the end for those folks. But
yeah, because our workers did such a great job yesterday, and everybody had such a great turnout. So we were, you know, of course, when you get to that point, you want to upload the results. But we'll get them.
There is a backup protocol. The machine's memory cards have been couriered to Juneau as air cargo, but they won't be delivered until about 24 hours after the polls closed.
As soon as we get the memory cards, we will upload those results and post them to our website.
Only then will there be clarity in the race between Democratic incumbent Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and Republican challenger Dr. Richard Wien. The incumbent is up by about 300 votes, but he's not popping any corks yet.
Obviously, there's still a number of precincts out, and both candidates are from Sitka, so I think Sitka is a big question mark, too. But all equal, the numbers are really promising, and we're excited and grateful for that.
Wien did not return calls on Wednesday afternoon. So election officials are blaming Southeast poll headaches on faulty cards rather than faulty machines. Still, Alaska is working to replace its machines, some of which are 20 years old. And the good news is there's likely federal grant money for new equipment in time for the 2020 general election. Reporting in Sitka, with help from Enrique Perez de la Rosa, I'm Emily Kwong.